This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, May 13th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Thompson proposal would boost reference prices. Interior to compensate Colorado River water users. And solar storm impacts GPS at spring planting. Thompson continuing to drop details of farm bill proposal. New details are becoming evident about the farm bill that Republicans plan to push through the House Agriculture Committee next week. Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania on Friday afternoon released a 38-page section-by-section summary of his draft. He's expecting to release more details later this week. Commodity groups were briefed on Thursday about the details of his changes to Title I programs. The section-by-section summary says price loss coverage reference prices would be increased by 10 to 20% based on input costs. The summary doesn't identify the specific increases for each commodity. Thompson and his staff have been working to convince some vulnerable Democrats to get on board with the draft. So far, none has done so publicly. But in an open letter that accompanied the summary, Thompson said, quote, "My door remains open," suggesting he's amenable to some negotiating. By the way, we can be pretty sure Democratic Representative Shelley Pingree of Maine, Nikki Budzinski of Illinois, and Andrea Salinas of Oregon aren't going to get on board with the bill. They're taking part of a news conference on Wednesday to talk about the need to keep climate restrictions on the Inflation Reduction Act conservation funding that would be brought into the bill. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Also, for more on this week's D.C. agenda, you can read our Washington Week Ahead. Interior readies rollout of near-term Colorado River water reduction plan. The Interior Department has officially signed off on Arizona, Nevada, and California's plan to preserve at least 3 million acre feet of Colorado River water through 2026, while the seven states that share the river negotiate a longer-term plan for cutting back on water use. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland last week approved implementation of the plan in a record of decision, agreeing to compensate water users for up to 2.3 million acre feet of reductions with Inflation Reduction Act funding. The remaining 700,000 acre feet or more of water included in the plan would either go uncompensated or be paid for using state or local funds. These supplemental guidelines represent the department's determination as to the most appropriate set of guidelines to adopt at this stage of the ongoing drought, the record decision says of the lower basin proposal. But 3 million acre foot commitment is only intended to sustain Lakes Powell and Meade, the river's two primary reservoirs, through the end of 2026. Negotiators are trying to craft an entirely new set of guidelines for future curtailments, but are currently locked in an upper basin versus lower basin fight over how to share the burden. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Edge says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Surface Transportation Board Chairman retires. Surface Transportation Board Chairman Martin Oberman is retiring on the heels of the board's passage of a rule allowing shippers and receivers to petition for reciprocal switching agreements. a former alderman in Chicago, where he often clashed with legendary Democratic boss and Mayor Richard Daley. Oberman, quote, was known for asking the hard, direct, and incisive questions necessary to get from parties the information the agency needed to get to the bottom of the issues presented, the STB says in a news release. Oberman was appointed to one of two Democratic seats on the board by President Donald Trump in 2019. He became chairman after Joe Biden's election. His work to lead the railroad industry out of the service crisis was extraordinary, said Vice Chair Karen Hedlund. At the same time, he achieved final consensus on a historic new regulation on reciprocal switching. His leadership will be sorely missed. Next in line, well, President Biden intends to designate board member Robert Primus as STB chairman. Primus, who was appointed by Biden in 2021, spent most of his career in the House of Representatives working for a variety of Democratic lawmakers. Solar storm throws off GPS signals during spring planting. The geomagnetic storm that has captivated Americans is hindering farmers' use of GPS-based precision agriculture systems in the thick of planting season, a situation one John Deere dealer described Saturday as definitely not ideal. Landmark Implement in Nebraska and Kansas warned farmers in a post that, quote, pass-to-pass accuracy on John Deere tractor systems were, quote, extremely degraded due to ongoing solar flares, adding they should closely watch their gas rows. The problem extends to other brands of equipment as well, the company added. We are in search of tools to help predict this in the future so that we can attempt to give our customers an alert that this issue may be coming. We do believe this historic event, and it isn't something that we are going to have to continue to battle frequently, the Post said. USDA seeks information on vaccine for use in cattle. USDA is conducting, quote, preliminary market research on the potential to develop a vaccine targeting highly pathogenic avian influenza in cattle. The Center for Veterinary Biologics has asked for, quote, additional information from interested manufacturers on their capability to develop, license, permit, and or manufacture a safe and effective vaccine, that according to a formal request for information or RFI. This request is exploratory only and should not be interpreted as a decision to use vaccine in U.S. dairy cattle, the RFI says. It is not a solicitation and does not constitute a request for proposals. More aid for affected farms? In the meantime, National Milk Producers Federation President and CEO Greg Dowd thanked Secretary Vilsack and federal leadership for effectively using their existing authorities to offer necessary assistance for dairy farmers as they meet the challenges of H5N1 in dairy cattle. Care for farm workers and animals is critical for milk producers, as is protecting against potential human health risk and reassuring the public. USDA and the Department of Health and Human Services announced financial assistance for testing personal protective equipment and farm worker monitoring on Friday. The virus has been detected in 42 herds in 9 states. Here's today's He Said It. While I look forward to spending more time with my family, I will miss the dedicated STB staff who have worked tirelessly as public servants. That Surface Transportation Board Chairman Martin Oberman upon his retirement. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, May 13th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.